Hi, Jahan.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm so sorry. When I was calling you, I had two of the numbers switched, so I had 354. I'm really sorry. I'm a little
Okay. No, you're
dyslexic
good.
sometimes. So,
Look.
okay. So, you're kind of on board with everything going on, right? You know everything that we discussed. Okay.
I've been
Okay.
dealing
And
with this case, so I know, like, what to do and, what you guys offering and how much we're gonna cost the first month, and then from the second month it's gonna be like
okay.
basically month by month.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay. I'm glad we're all on the same page. So did you have any questions yourself personally or?
No, I heard everything. Everything was pretty clear. Like, you guys gonna create a website
Yes.
and account of social media. And
Yes.
we gave you like a 5 zip codes
Right.
where that's gonna be like the target for his ads, basically.
Right. Okay. So, let's go ahead and get you guys signed up then. I have everything inputted already. So, it's going to be a Visa, right? Okay. So, do me a favor, Jahan, when you read the card number, go ahead and read it 4 digits at a time, and then I will I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
Oh my God.
So, Jahan, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, so you're going to want to be somebody that's a person of contact, right, for the company?
Okay.
Well, no. So, are you be somebody that we can contact both of you? Should I
Yeah,
add you
sure.
to the information?
Yeah.
Okay. But so Mo is going to be the primary contact though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
How long you guys been in the business?
17 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jahan.
Yeah.
Whose name is the card in? Is it in your name or his name?
No, it's my husband's name, which is Mohammed
Okay,
Nassar.
so he's still there with you, right?
He just took off because
He
he
just
was
took
going
off.
to Singapore. Yeah.
Okay. You have the card information though, right?
Yeah, I have the card with me.
Okay, so Jahan, this is the only thing that I'm gonna have to do. So, once we sign you up, I'm just going to need to call him and do the voice verification with him since the card is in his name.
Okay.
Just so it's official. And it takes only like 30 seconds. So once we sign you up, do you think I'd be able to call him and just do that with him really quick, or would I have to do that later on?
Call him like now because we're driving, and he's gonna drive like for like a half an hour or so. So
okay.
You know, just tell him that, you know, just like for the verification voice for the improvement of the payment of the car ticket in his name. And then you're going to get back to me.
Okay. Okay, so I can, let me just clarify. So I'll be able to sign you up right now, and then he'll be in the car driving, and I can call him and do the voice verification.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so again, just go ahead and tell me the card number 4 digits at a time, and then I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
Okay. 4347.
Okay. 4347.
6902.
6902.
5200.
5200.
7051.
7051. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the expiration date?
0227.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
753.
Okay. All right. So everything is going to also be texted to him for the terms and conditions, because the phone number is under his phone number.
Yeah.
So I'll just, I'll call him. This is what I'll do. I'll call him and do the voice verification with him while he's driving, and then I'll just have him do the terms and conditions when he's off of work. So
terms is going to be by email or by phone number?
It's going to be by phone number.
Okay, so he has to answer or he has to text back?
He just has to sign it with so it's basically, it's sent in an email. It's everything that we discussed. So he'll just have to sign it, and then it'll go to another page where it'll be username and login and all of that, and so that'll be his dashboard, reporting dashboard. So the other thing I just need to do is set up a client interview. Okay, so should I do that with you or with him?
The interview.
Yeah, so it's an interview to get all the information, I should do that with him? Or
no, you can do it with me. The interview, you can do it with me.
Okay, well, it's just, yeah, so the client interview is, okay, let me just, once, sorry. I just want to clarify. So does he just kind of do the work and you handle, like, the payments and the phone calls and, you know, all of that, so you guys are
now he does everything. Like, I signed him up with Angie's because I heard about it. I know other people that do, like, Google Ads, but to be honest, I thought it would be more, like, more expensive.
Yeah, well, so the Google Ads are more expensive, but that's why we're doing Facebook Ads, okay?
Like, his, like, website is not going to be shown in Google. Like, you know, when you, like, just, like, type on the search box, you type, like, painting, I don't know, let's say East Brunswick. And so it's not going to be shown on Google. It's going to be shown just on Facebook?
No, so it'll be on Google, and it'll be on Facebook as well. But so the Google Ads are something at the top. So those are paid ads. You know, so the paid ads are going to be at the top, but they are a lot more expensive. So that's why I just thought for now, you know, and he can always change it if he wants to, but for now, I just, you know, I really felt like this would be a better package for your guys' company.
Okay.
So, you know, so we're doing the Facebook ads. It's Google. When somebody searches for your guys' services, it's going to be in the map section of Google. So somebody searches for the services, you guys will be on the first page there. Then it's going to be Amazon Alexa, the Facebook ads, and exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we're literally covering all of your bases, okay?
Okay. And how much it would cost to add, like, let's say in the future, add, like, the ads on Google? Like,
so in the future, it's going to be $4.99. So to add that, it'll be $4.99, okay?
Okay.
So, but for now, we're doing today it's the $3.98. And
yeah.
Then next month it'll be $4.99. I mean $2.99. Sorry, sorry, $2.99. Yes. So that is what is happening. So I'm just gonna need to contact him for the voice verification and get his terms and conditions signed. I already have all the other information. Now let's set up a client interview. So when do you think? So I would like it if both of you guys could be there together. Is there a time maybe tomorrow that you guys will both be together?
The problem is, you know, like how the job is like, you never know what's going to like, who's going to call them and tell them, oh, can you be here in the next couple hours or so?
Okay.
So it's hard to have us both, unless if it's like late night, but I don't think that you guys do like late night interviews.
Well, we're on the East Coast, or I mean the West Coast, so we actually can do as late as 6, so for
six.
Your time.
Like, for our time, 6?
Yeah.
So, what time is it in California?
That would be 3 o'clock our time.
And you guys cannot do later than that?
No, we can't.
Okay. So, I don't think we're going to be able to be both at stake. That's kind of hard.
Okay. I mean, you know, if it's just you that, you know, would go over all this, that's totally fine. I just thought maybe it would be more helpful if you both were together. So what time works for you tomorrow? I mean, I have, you know, pretty much all day open tomorrow and Friday.
Mm-hmm. What about today? Like at 6?
Today? Today
yeah.
Is all booked. Yeah, all of it is
so
booked
tomorrow,
today.
Tomorrow, let's say, 2 p.m.? Hour 2 p.m.?
Okay. So I can do, yeah, so let's see.
If that doesn't
work
for you, like I can do another, like time tomorrow.
No, that works. 2 p.m. tomorrow works.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get you in at 2 o'clock. The client interview is going to be from 2 to 1. Just be available at that time. It's not going to take an hour to do it. You know, it's just a lot an hour time in case they're finishing up with somebody else beforehand.
Okay.
So,
it might be 1:30 to 2 p.m.
Say that one more time.
It might be like, it might start before 2 p.m.
No. It might be 2:30, you know, 2:20.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So it'll be between those times. I have you set in for tomorrow. So just to clarify exactly how this is going to work, Jahan,
yeah.
So you know, So tomorrow you're going to have your client interview. That's where the content editing and quality control are going to come into play. You know, where they're going to get the keywords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get the reporting dashboard and directory submissions to the most popular directories in your area that I was telling them about, like Yelp, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages. From 7 to 14 days, you're going to get your website as well as the Facebook ads. So from 7 to 14 days, the calls are going to start coming in, okay? From 30 to 45 days is when the listings are going to appear. So we need to set up quite a bit for you.
Okay.
That would be basically when you guys don't have a Google business profile yet. So they'll need to mail that out, right, and get that, and then you verify your address. Get the business up listed on Google, and that's when we can start, you know, doing quality control, editing, optimization, keywords. So that just, you know, that can take just a couple of weeks for the Google PIN verification to come in to verify you have an address, you know, that you're not just living out of your car, right? So that's you know, an industry standard for this, Jahan, is actually 30 to 45 days, or I mean 60 to 90 days. So we're able to do that in half that time, okay?
So
that's exactly how... Oh, I'm sorry.
He's gonna get called for that 3 days, or like, is he gonna get clients before that, or till that the verification of the address?
No. So he'll start receiving calls within 7 to 14 days, okay? And then the listings are going to appear everywhere within 30 to 45 days, okay?
By listing, you mean
Like with Yelp, you know, with all the directory submissions. So that's, yeah, that's where that would be. Okay. So, hold on 1 second. Just getting you here. Well, it's nice he has you, though, to help him out, you know, especially since you guys are just starting out, right?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Have you guys been, you know, together for a long time doing this?
Doing this, like, he'd been doing it before, like, we got married. Like, he did it in Florida, like, a couple of years ago.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. And then, but then, like, he moved back here, and then he started doing it here. Like, he'd been around, like, a lot. So, like, he'd been doing it, like, just on and off. Because it depends, like, where he travels, where he lives. If the work is, like, busy, then he might do it. Otherwise, he will work something else.
Okay.
But the area where we are right now, it's a good business. It's a good place where you can actually make a company and have, like, good clients, good customers, and be, like, you know, have work the whole year. Not just, like, it's not just a season job.
Okay. All right. Nice. Okay. Okay, so you are all set to go, Jahan. They will be calling you from 2 to 3 tomorrow.
Okay.
So I sent him all the information that do you want me to send it to you too as well, just like the YouTube video and, you know, our customer support line and all of that.
You forward them to me.
Okay.
So I have your website, guys, your phone number, the YouTube video, the email.
Okay, you have all of that. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
To me right away.
Okay. All right, so I will try to get him now to see if I can read that voice verification to him, and then I'll see if I can get the terms and conditions sign. Obviously, if he's just in the middle of something, I'll go ahead and do that. And your last name is the same as his, right?
No, I kept my last name.
Okay, what is your last name?
My last name is Daraj. Is D A R R A G.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So I have that here. Just want to make sure that, you know, they know exactly who they're talking to tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited that you guys are starting with us and, you know, getting it up and running, and everything is going to be amazing. You guys are going to love this. You know, and I really do appreciate it. I mean, did you have
keep going. Oh. Yeah, sorry.
No. What were you going to say? I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you.
Signed in with Andrew like almost 2 weeks ago, and he didn't get as many calls. It was just like 2 calls. It was just for estimate and budget, and one of the calls was like, and he gave her like a budget to the lady for the house, and she told him, okay, so I'm just going to do it for the summertime. I'm just going to leave it to the summertime. So basically from those 2 calls, he just got one of the job, because the other lady, she said she want to do it for summertime, which is like in a couple months.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the problem with Angie's List is, you know, a lot of the times that you have to pay for the lead regardless of if you get it or not. So that's why this is great that it's a fixed monthly rate. you know, and you're only, you know what you're getting for the services that you're, we're providing. And I mean, I'm sure you know, Jahan, when people are looking for your services, they're going to Google to do that, right?
Yeah.
So we're just Google. Taking out that, right, Google is the way of the world.
Yeah.
So the only other thing I would need to do actually is, I'm sorry, I forgot, I need to go ahead and get his Facebook. So he doesn't have a business Facebook yet, right?
No social media, no business social media.
Okay, but he does have a personal Facebook, right?
He does, but he doesn't use it.
Well, that's fine. He just needs a personal Facebook to set up his business Facebook.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Would you want to run the business Facebook through your Facebook or through his?
I don't have Facebook.
Okay. Well, so what do you think will be more convenient? Because see, this is how it's going to work. So when people contact you through Facebook, they're contacting you and it's going directly to your personal Facebook. So
that's
how people are going to contact you. If you want, we can set you up a Facebook right now. It's super easy.
What about, like, so the people who's going to call, like, contact him, they're not going to contact him through the business account Facebook?
Yeah, well, so they'll contact him through the business account Facebook, but the messages will go directly to his personal Facebook.
Okay. So, yeah, we can set it up with his.
Okay, and what is his name on Facebook? Is it Mo?
His name on Facebook, let me check it out. I had Facebook like 15 years ago, then I like deleted it.
Yeah, I get it. You know, Facebook is really lucrative for businesses, but I don't personally.
Yeah, I always call like businesses that add here and ask there and use.
Right. That's what we do. So we make it so that your business is seen on there.
When my parents made Facebook, I was like, that's it. I'm over. I'm not going to use that anymore.
Yeah, right. It's when they started notifying you of what everybody else was doing. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, like if you spoke to aunt and your grandmother on Facebook, it's time for you to leave.
Oh, right. I mean, I don't know. I still have, like, people I talk to on it occasionally, but otherwise, you know, I get it. You know,
yeah,
I mean, if I had...
they like to play games with them on Facebook and stuff.
Right.
Like,
definitely.
So his name is Mohammed Nassar on Facebook.
Okay, so hold on one second. So Moha.
MOHAMMED.
And then it's Rassar, right? Or Nassar. Okay.
SSXAR.
Hopefully there's not a bunch of them on here. Okay. So what is he wearing in his Facebook? Do you?
Oh, he doesn't have a profile picture. He has like it's kind of like a picture. Would you see the flag of like Palestine?
Okay. Let's see.
I don't know if you can see him.
Are you looking at his Facebook right now?
I'm trying. I don't even have the app. Can you imagine?
Oh. Well, you can go to his... Okay.
Okay, I am on his account, his Facebook account.
Okay, is it like a red flag? It says,
yes.
And it has like a building? And it,
yes.
And his, the top of it has a bunch of guys at the top?
Yeah, four guys, yeah. That's
okay, all right.
Yeah.
I found it. Perfect. Okay. All right, perfect. So that's, yeah, that's all I'm going to need is his personal Facebook so we can set up his business Facebook. So we'll do that for him. He just needs to be able to take the messages from his personal Facebook.
Okay.
So, yeah, Jahan, I am, that's, we're all good. If you have any other questions for me, you know.
So, because the new setup of iPhone, basically, it doesn't let Facebook to hit, like, the people to, like, make advertising to your, to your area.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So
yeah, mm-hmm.
So
we would do it for the area and which he's the cities he gave me, but it'll also be, you know, for Facebook. It's like I said, you're able to saturate actually a larger market of people on Facebook to be able to see the ads, like the ads that show up in the direct areas that you want to market. So.
So anyway, you can target those people that have this zip code that you choose it for the advertisement?
Yes.
Okay.
And you guys are going to want to be listed for all the directories, right? Like I was saying, we have up to 60.
61.
Just directory listings. I mean, they'll go over all of them specifically, but... I mean, you guys will want to be listed for all of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just finishing up the notes here. So, yeah, you'll be good to go. They will call you tomorrow between 2 and 3. Just be ready for the phone call. I will make sure that they call this number, right? So, go ahead and I'll put this in, and then I will give him a call. By now, you think he's probably at work, right?
I think you guys can catch him.
Okay.
And I texted him when I'm on the phone with you. I told him that you're going to call him for the verification voice for the debit card.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. And he responded?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, Jahan. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. And, you know, I'm really excited to get started working with you guys. So I will make sure all this information is put in here and, you know, you're good to go. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. So, again, did you have any other questions for me at all?
No. It's been very clear. You've been very clear. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good day.